It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm so happy you're here. Happiness Solved is the place where we explore everything you need to become the best possible version of you. This is Sandy Scarlatta, and today I've got some exciting news for our dedicated listeners. We've just launched our exclusive members-only portal. This is your ticket to a world of additional content designed to deepen your understanding and engagement with the Happiness Solved mission. To learn more about all of the exciting benefits, stay tuned until the end of the episode where I will explain in greater detail. For those interested now, head over to happinesssolved.supercast.com. Today is another amazing conversation, so let's get started. April Roche, my goodness, one of my favorite people on the planet. So great to see you. How is everything going today?
Really great. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I've been so excited to get on and talk to you. You're doing amazing things.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, you're from Ireland originally, yes. Which when I first met you in person, I was so confused because your accent doesn't really sound what you would normally expect. But I want to talk about everything that you're doing because you really are just doing so many amazing things, besides the fact that you're a two-time bikini model world champion, which is so cool. What is your backstory? How did you get to where you are today? Because I remember hearing a little bit about it, but I'd love to dive into that.
Yeah, so I started out that you took the traditional approach that everyone does and got the job and thought, you know what, I'm going to climb my way up the corporate ladder and I'll get to a certain level of success. And once I get there, then I'll be happy. All right. You know that destination that we all think that we're going to arrive at, and then we arrive at that destination and we realize that that is not what we wanted. So back in 2018, At that point, I was VP in Barclays for franchise lending, and I realized actually I want something different. There has to be a little bit more. And that's kind of when I leaned into the fitness stuff. So I went from the boardroom to the bikini. And I'm sure there's a book in there somewhere. Right. But I literally think that LinkedIn thought I had lost my mind because I went from being a senior executive to now being there doing bikini modeling, trying to make it at that. But luckily for me, I won, so nobody could really say anything. if I had lost, they might have addressed it as a midlife crisis. But from there, I took about a year off, and I decided that I didn't want to go back into the corporate world, and I was going to become an entrepreneur. So I looked at what I did in corporate, and what I did was I used to be brought in to look at large scale systems and how we could tie all the systems together and collate the data. And I realized that marketing wasn't so different to that. Marketing was all about how you managed the data and how you got all of the different social media channels to speak to each other to be able to maximize your exposure. So in 2019, I came, I said, I'm going to come out to the US and test it. Came out here, loved it. Went home for what was supposed to be 4 months, and then we had the pandemic. So then I got locked in Ireland, well, between Ireland and the UK for 2 years because the US had banned the entry of international travel. So I sat in there for 2 years ruminating on the vision of getting back to the United States, which once it opened in 2021, I was able to get back here and now set up the company. But I think, you know, and to the tune of what we talk about happiness, especially in entrepreneurship, right? It's never a smooth road. I think we're led into this falsehood thinking that it's going to be easy. But the journey to get here was incredibly difficult and took a huge amount of resilience and thought process to not give up on the dream. And I encourage anyone listening here, it doesn't matter what adversity, if you have a dream and you know innately and intuitively that that's what you want, and that's what you just believe, that you've got to go for it. You just, and that's what I did. And now I live here and I have my life here and I have a very successful company here. But it started coming from a belief in myself and coming from a belief that if I could just get in the right rooms, I could make it happen.
I love it, because that is so true, because it's really who you surround yourself with. But let's take a step back, because I love what you said about how hard it is to stick to your dream. Because I know for me, I've been at this for 3 years, which isn't really that long of a time period. Now, I took 10 years off because I'd been doing, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years, but I did take 10 years off. And now I'm back. So it's only been 3 years, and that's great. And I love what I'm doing. But there are days, Aoife, there's days where you're just like, what am I doing? Why? And I know I have my own thing that I do, but what do? To keep you, you know, that you just keep pushing forward, because that's one of the hardest parts about being an entrepreneur, is just to keep going every day.
Yeah. So one thing that I've realized, that I believe, from the moment that you set a goal and write it down, there's a gestation period, right? Because I've written down goals, and only when I've gone back 24 months later do I actually go back and see that I've achieved that goal, right? So I think the first thing is, one, writing down about what you want to do, even though how out of reach that it actually is, but then also learning to be patient with the outcome, because it's an accumulation of steps, and then we'll get so far and then something will go wrong and then we're sent backwards again. And sometimes I think we get tested a lot. We get tested about how bad do we want it? How bad do you actually really want it? How committed are you to the end result? But what I try to focus on, and it's a work, and every day is a work, right? Even this morning, I'm up, like, got up at like six. I've been dealing with, there's a problem every day as an entrepreneur. And it's, but the bigger you are, the more teams you have, the more problems you have. And that is absolutely for sure. But you've just got to stay concretized in the vision for what you want. And if you say, okay, this is what's happening right now, but what is it that I actually want? What, and then even right now in my own business, when I built a very successful marketing agency, I have a bunch of people working for me, but now I'm looking at it and I'm going, I actually think I went one degree off somewhere along the line, and now that's totally thrown me off path, because what I actually wanted to do was more speaking and education. So that's what I'm trying to move now into that. But I had to get here and go through all of that process to realize, okay, I need to course correct. But if you don't put in the reps, it's like going to the gym, right? You can't go to the gym once or twice or three. You got to go every day, and you got to show up every day, and you got to put in the reps. And eventually one day you look in the mirror and then you go, oh, look at me, you know, look at what I've achieved. But knowing that is very important. And then, like you leaned into this, having the right people around you is critical.
Yes.
Because if you don't have the right people around you and things are going wrong, you can go wrong with it. If you have people who are going, oh, is this not a bit hard? Would it not be easier if you just got a job? You know, and because we do get that feedback. Because, you know, especially when you're highly qualified and you have a lot of skills, you're like, oh, you could go out and earn a couple of hundred thousand with a job. Why do you need to have a business? And I'm like, yeah, but with a job, I don't have the freedom.
That's right. That's right.
I don't have the freedom to do the things that I want to do. And I think that's one of the secrets of being an entrepreneur. Well, two secrets. First, you have to do something that you love doing, because you're going to spend an extraordinary amount of time not getting paid your worth in the beginning. Like, and that is the truth. And then the second thing is that you must realize that it cannot be about the money.
That's right.
The money is the byproduct of the work that you put in when no one's watching. If you think it's just about the money, you're going to go down the wrong path and you're going to burn out super quick. So it's find what you're passionate about. Find what you actually, and then connect to that every time that you're having a bad day, and realize as an entrepreneur, you're probably going to have more bad days than good days. But the good days will be great days. the bad days might be super dark days, but as long as you can stay connected to the good days, that's what's going to make the difference.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh, you had so many golden nuggets in there. But one thing I do want to focus on, because I think it's so important, because we all get so set on the money aspect yeah. of it. And what I've learned is that if that's all you're thinking about, you are in a sense coming from a lack mentality. Mm-hmm. And it's that lack mentality that's going to, you're going to be actually pushing it away.
Yeah.
And it's
money
hard.
Has to flow. Yeah. Money has to flow. And when we grapple with it or we try to hold on to it, you know, it's elusive. It'll get away from you even more. But it's when you can actually let go. And like, look, we all need money. At the end of the day, the bills have to be paid. The rent has to be paid. The salaries have to be paid. But the money is not the be all and end all. And so I had a really good course correction from someone. I said, we have an event coming up. And I was like, you know, I really got to practice my pitch, make sure that I'm able to close. And he said, no, it's not about how many people you close. It's about how many people you can serve. And I thought that was a really good course correction, because when you're thinking about how many people you can close, you're actually selling. And the focus is then on the money. But when I'm thinking about how many people I can serve, I know, and the same way with you, with the podcast, I know I can help people get their results. If they do the work and work with me, I can help them to get the result, and then everyone will generate more money. But if I'm focused on, I just want to close the deal so I can get the money into the bank account, I'm disconnected from the end result, which is actually helping people to grow and scale their businesses. So sometimes we just got to suck it up and sit with the tension of looking at the bank balance and going, oh, that's not where I thought it was going to be. But know that if you keep putting in the reps, eventually, maybe not immediately, but eventually you will get the result.
Yes, that is so awesome. Okay, so let's talk about what, you know, at the core of what you do with your clients, and how do you serve them to grow their business?
Yeah, so, and it's an evolution, right? That's first and foremost, right? Like, I even look back, like this year alone, we had two kind of startups that pretty much failed, right? So people think, oh, they look at my social media and they're like, oh, she has everything and everything works for her. I'm like, no, that's social media. That's a highlight reel. Right? That's not the truth, right? We launched a med spa agency that didn't exactly go according to plan. You were just rebuilding that. I launched an events agency that didn't go according to plan either. So you have to be like willing when you're starting something to understand that you are going to make mistakes, and mistakes is how you learn. But so where I found, and true, this is true, a lot of trial and error, where I found the areas that I'm super good at. So LinkedIn is one of my key platforms with helping people to grow and scale on LinkedIn, because we talk about personal branding. Your social media presence is no longer discretionary. It's mandatory. It's a natural extension of your business. So when you go out into any group, any networking, I promise you, when people meet you, the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to go and look you up on social media to see who you are. So your social media becomes your digital business card.
Right.
And that's a shift in mindset, because social media used to be discretionary. We may or may not do it. It's not discretionary anymore, especially with the evolution of TikTok. People want to know who they're doing business with. They want to know if they can trust you. So what I do is I help people to get more exposure by helping them get over their fear of doing videos. We create avatars, which is a little bit of a hack, but it's working very well. So we create lifelike avatars of them so that they can create content at scale. And then we put systems in place to help them generate leads to get on the conversations with people so that they can convert them into their business. And that is one of the things, the LinkedIn and the AI stuff, even though we do a lot of other website building and we run ads for people and all of that kind of stuff, building the personal brand for me and using the AI technology is what I'm enjoying the most. And that's where, like I said, it's the course correct. But I had to build a multi-six-figure ad agency to realize I didn't want to have a multi-six-figure ad agency. And I think that's the joy of entrepreneurship, right? That you go, okay, I've done that and I've built it. Now I realize it's not what I want. But if you never try and if you never follow through, then you're never going to know that that's what you want or don't want. And the last thing that I want to do, I would rather have tried and failed 100 times than not to try and at all. And then when I do fail, I have a very good mindset. It might be a bit delusional sometimes, but I can reframe it very well in my mind. So it's not a failure; it's a lesson.
And so, what do you say to yourself when you experience a failure? Like, what is it? Is there a mantra that you say? Like, what does that sound like?
So every time we have something that fails, which, you know, is like in running an ad agency, like an ad can be working 1 week and it fails the next week. But the knowing that it's just a step in the process, right? You cannot have success without failure. They're polar. Right. It's a polar. So you have to have that balancing act because every time you experience a failure, it's like, okay, that didn't work this time, but what did I learn?
Right.
What did I learn along the process? What did I do wrong? Right. Even though it's not wrong per se, but so then I know not to do that again. And that can be hiring the wrong people. It can be doing the wrong marketing. It can be doing the wrong. There's so many different variables into actually building out a successful business. But the thing is, if you don't get tangled up in your failures, I can absolutely assure you, you are bypassing about 90% of the people, because most people will try something, it doesn't work, and then they quit.
That's right.
So just by overcoming the failure and overcoming and getting the narrative out of your mind that it's a failure, you're already getting into the top 10% just by that one sole act. And then if you can keep showing up and putting more more effort into learning from what happened, what went wrong. And a lot of times what's happened in my experience is I've given my power away to other people, thinking that other people could do it better than me. And then that hasn't materialized. So that's my own inner work, is why do I so quickly, now I do believe in delegation, but why do I give my power away to other people? Why am I not assured enough to know that I can do this on my own?
Yeah.
And I think that's a mindset as well, is to be, you know, to be so concretized in your own self-belief that yes, people can help you, but you don't need to give your power away to people either. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. 1,000%. Everything you just said, and that's why I love, you know, because I talk to, you know, life coaches, doctors, PhDs, business owners such as yourself. And the thing is every conversation we have, everything you just said, you can apply it to almost anything in life, right? So even if you're just, you know, trying to, you know, improve your romantic relationships, I mean, everything you just said. Yeah. Right.
Because even when I did the fitness modeling, and I had a lot of success in that, right? Because I did 2 years of it and I won a lot of things, but I also lost. No, I didn't publicize the losses as much as I publicized the wins, but that's the world we operate in. But I learned more from the losses than I did from the wins. So I think that, and it's like you say, in your relationship, if something's not working, you've got to sit down and evaluate what's my role in this,
right?
What's the other person's role in this? One thing that I've started to do recently is, instead of saying "you make me feel," if we talk about relationships, mm-hmm. I've course corrected that to be "the feeling I'm having is."
Yes.
And then I'm asking myself, okay, is that feeling coming from this situation, or am I carrying some baggage with me from a previous experience that I've had, and am I overlaying that on this situation? And when you can look at it like that, you sort of become a little bit more emotionally intelligent to me, and a lot of self-responsibility. No one makes us feel any way.
That's
now,
right.
People can do shady stuff all the time. I'm not saying people don't do shady things, but they do. But your reaction to that is what determines whether you're going to be successful or failure or fail. And it's the exact same in business.
Yeah.
You got to go, instead of going around blaming everyone that didn't work, say, okay, what was my role in this? Like I said, my role in it, and I honestly believe my role in the two kind of failures that we would say that we had this year, is that I get my power away to other people, and I took my eye off the ball and I allowed them to make decisions that potentially I should have been more involved in. So now I'm not going to do that again. I've learned, you know, so I think that that's super important. Go ahead.
What you just said is so powerful, because you realize you evaluated it, you owned it. And when you take ownership and take that responsibility, oh, I'm getting chills just by saying this. It is the most powerful thing you can do. the most powerful thing you can do, because when you have to own it, and so many people don't, right? My favorite first therapist, I'll never forget, he goes, when you're pointing the finger at someone else, there's three more pointing right back at you. Mm-hmm. And so just own it. And I love that you were able to do that, because it's not easy. And because our egos get in the way, right?
I think I said to someone last week, and they were like, oh my God, that's so powerful. I said, they came and something had happened. I was like, yeah, but you created the problem. And they were like, what? And I was like, but now that you created the problem, you also know you have the power to create the solution.
That's right.
And they were like, I've never looked at it like that. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. You created the problem, but you also have the power to create the solution. Because we create it all. We all want to celebrate, you know, when we're winning and we're like, oh, I did this and I did that. But equally, when we're not winning and things are not going, we create it all. Everything that exists in our reality is a reflection of our own thought process. So if something is not working, you've got to take stock and be like, okay, everything in my reality is a projection of my thought process or a narrative that I'm running with myself. And it's just, and you know, I don't want to get too woo, but it's true. It's just reflecting back at me, you know, where my thought process is at. And Brad Lee said it. I was at an event and it literally hit me like a train. He said, your net worth will never increase greater than your self-worth.
Mm.
And I thought, So if we're not earning what we perceive is our net worth, or we're not, you know, and I want millions of dollars, right? So, you know, it's high, right? The bar is set quite high. But if that's not happening, like, so effortlessly and fluid, I'm like, well, why am I, what's happening in me?
Right.
That I'm not vibing at that level, because I go to that level and then I lose it. And then I go on, then I lose it. It's like, what's happening that I'm not able to hold that on a continuous basis? And I think when you're doing that reflection and that probing and that inner work, then that is really what changes the game. And most people just don't do it because we're afraid to look at ourselves.
Yeah. Well, it's in order to grow, you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And it's very uncomfortable when you're having to take a hard look at that. It's not easy.
Because you got to own the failures more so than the success.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Owning the failures is more important than owning the success.
Yes. Aoife, we're almost out of time because I want to respect that, because I know you only had a certain amount of time today. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience that we haven't talked about before we finish up?
Yeah, I think, and this is what I love what you're doing with the podcasting, and you know, and you and I are going to work together going forward. And I'm excited to have you as my mentor, first of all, because I already know what a rock star you are and how amazing you are. But how important it is for us to step into our own power of building a personal brand. Never was it more important than what it is right now and going forward for you to focus on building a personal brand. And you're going to build a personal brand in two ways. One, with your visual, by letting people see who you are. And the other is by letting people hear who you are. And the podcasting is such an important part of that. What is your voice? What is your message? And then how are you showing up to articulate that message? And anyone who's listening, who's kind of holding back to go, oh, I wish I could do that. Or, oh, I'm afraid to go on video. Or I'm not good on camera. I don't like how I sound. I want to absolve everyone of, none of us like how we sound or how we look in general. You know, we look at it and we're like, I don't even look. If I take pictures or videos, I tend not to look at them for 24 hours because I already know the narrative. I just don't look at it. So my is to invest in that in 2024, invest in finding your voice, invest in getting more confident on video, and invest in showing up. And I think if people do that, we'll be so alarmed at how easy it is to grow and scale our business when we actually start showing up as ourselves.
Mm. Well, that was incredible. How can people, what's the best place for people to find you and learn more about your services?
Yeah, so a lot of people on LinkedIn, it's just my name, that's Aoife, that's Aoife, and it's Roach, Roche. Instagram is Aoife, first name J Roach. And then my company is called attentiongrabbersusa.com. So, and then the whole thesis that is on that is that we help people grab attention. That's what we do. So it's at www.attentiongrabbersusa.com.
Awesome. Such a privilege and an honor to be sharing this space with you today, and all the best. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week in Vegas.
We're about to rock it.
Yes, we are. All right. Thank you so much for joining
me today.
I really
appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And thank you, everyone, for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation, and as promised, I'd like to give you more details of what you can expect as a member of the Happiness Solved exclusive community. First, you'll have access to a treasure trove of extra podcast episodes. These episodes dive deeper into the topics we discuss, featuring additional expert interviews only found here. But that's not all. As a member, you'll also get access to a series of mindset training sessions. These recordings are tailored to help you understand the how and why your mindset is the most important asset you have, empowering you to achieve your personal and professional goals. And for those of you looking to find a moment of peace in your busy lives, we've got something special: exclusive guided meditations. These sessions are crafted to help you relax, refocus, and recharge. Whether you're a meditation guru or just starting out, there's something here for everyone. Becoming a member is more than just accessing extra content. It's about joining a community of like-minded individuals, all on a journey to live life to its fullest and become the best possible version of you. So how can you join? It's simple. Go to happinesssolved.supercast.com and sign up. Don't miss out on this opportunity to deepen your journey with us. Again, that's happinesssolved.supercast.com. And it will also be in the show notes. I am so grateful you're a part of our Happiness Solved family, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued support. Again, I am so grateful for you, and I hope that you and your family are healthy and safe, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.